Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Pam Dyson, Chief Information Officer at the Security and Exchange Commission. Also joining us from IBM is Dennis Kayser. So you've made comments a couple of times about the great strides being made in information sharing, but there's more work to be done. And I was wondering, what is being done to work with the community, the SEC community, the broader community, to develop and use information sharing standards?
Governance. So, I mean, the big thing there really is around governance at all levels, certainly at the executive levels. One of the things that we want to make sure that we're doing is with our data feeds, with the way that we intake data, with all of our processes, we want to make sure that, again, there's not a lot of duplication, but it's also access is granted where it's needed. We have the proper access controls in place and so forth to do that. So for the broader community, the key component of that is oversight and governance. And so we're standing up strong enterprise architecture, strong enterprise governance around our data platforms to ensure, one, that we are sharing out and collaborating as a group, but we're also providing access control and data security around the platforms that we are now deploying.
So the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Act, or FITARA, as it's commonly known, was signed into law in December 2014. As part of Treasury, the Treasury Department, what are you doing to implement the provisions of FITARA? Or what's the status? What's going on?
So we're reviewing it like a lot of government agencies are. I mean, some of the highlights on it, it gives a lot of responsibility and oversight to the CIO, Chief Information Officer, and agencies. So as the Chief Information Officer, again, I sit on most of the governance boards that would direct investments, make decisions and prioritize investments, acquisitions of IT solutions. So that's already baked into some of our capital control processes. And so we are reviewing it beyond that. If there's anything that we're not doing already to, you know, to implement FITARA, we're looking at that. But as the CIO at the SEC, I'm already really plugged into all that decision making from the governance boards that we have stood up already. So again, we continue to review that. But I think the SEC has done a good job of making the CIO a partner in these in this decision making process in the first place. So we're pretty solid on that front.
So, Pam, I want to build on that partnership comment. Given the critical role information technology plays in the mission and the program delivery, how has the role of the CIO evolved into that of a trusted advisor? And what are the characteristics of a successful CIO in that?
With the speed in which the industry is now innovating, right? So, you know, even at the SEC, you know, the IT budgets with some of our registrants really dwarfs the entire budget of the SEC. So with the speed that the industry is innovating and developing sophisticated tools, all major government agencies realize that in order to close that gap, you have to do it through technology. And as the Chief Information Officer, I cannot go out and build an IT strategy in isolation. That has to be done with the business. And so the business, so the Chief Information Officer is a partner at the SEC with the business organizations. And again, I talked a little bit before about the shadow IT organizations. We have built a unit within the Office of Information Technology that focuses specifically on solutions delivery. And that group works with the divisions to align their IT strategy with ours. In addition to that, at the executive level, I align with my counterparts in the business to make sure that what we're doing from an IT front furthers the strategy and mission of the agency and that we're able to enable them to meet their missions through technology. That's a partnership. And so so that's an important thing that we do that's very strong at the SEC. But there, in order to close the gap to meet mission, it has to be done through IT. I can't imagine that any major entity, whether federal or private sector, does not make the CIO a partner in business these days because IT is just so critical to meeting mission.
I have a follow-up question. I wanted to pose it to you because earlier on, to piggyback on Dennis's question, but you said earlier on that IT or information technology or technology in general is so transformative that a lot of the work that you're doing can't be done without it. Right. So has it gone beyond the mission support purview, and now it's really core mission effort? I mean,
it's absolutely core mission effort.
Yeah.
So, I had the pleasure of briefing the Hill with my counterparts in enforcement and OC, the exam unit, and then DEER, our economic analysis group. And they all pointed to technology and these analytical tools, being able to, again, analyze, mine, model the data that's coming in to further their work. IT is core to the mission of every major division at the SEC. Mm-hmm. So it's beyond transformational. It is a core component.
Pam, turning towards the future, what do you want to accomplish or achieve, say, within the immediate future?
So, my goal is to continue to lead the SEC through this digital transformation that's happening not just with us, but across government and across the private sectors. In the government specifically, that transformation has to take place to close the technology gap so that we can even have a chance of keeping pace with industry. So I am working to develop a strategy and a roadmap to help lead us through this transformation, and I certainly want to stick around to see that part of it through. So that's the biggest thing, is leading us through the transformation. We started out a couple of years ago, let's just work smarter. Let's be more efficient. Let's leverage common data sets. Common practices and workflows. We're sort of beyond that now. So we're really trying to transition ourselves, not just to position us for the cloud, but how are we going to deal with this whole digital transformation around big data, open data, how we're going to secure that, how we're going to have those interactions. There's a different skill set. Brokering or setting up functionality or provisioning in the cloud is much different than we do from a local infrastructure. So again, a part of that is also building the human capital component of this transformation as well. So that's what I see my role being, in the future, is helping to usher the SEC through this transformation process.
Are there, just picking up on your last point, the human capital point, are you doing anything specific in that area?
Yeah. So we're reorganizing. So specifically, we've stood up in OIT a business management unit. Okay. And so we have people both with data scientists, data analysts, cloud. We're looking to pick up, folks who are smart with cloud architecture and things like that. So that's a new organization for us because this whole data transformation is so huge for us. So that's one of the things that we're doing. We have lots of consultants come in. We're looking at leveraging some of the expertise from the private sector that's already made strides in this area to come in and help us bridge that gap. So a part of it is organizational. A lot of it will be through development, and some of it will be through attrition. As people attrit out of the organization, then we will be looking to bring this new skill set in.
That's a nice transition to my next question, which is an advice question. What advice would you give someone who is thinking about a career in public service?
So, my advice would be to do it. Quite honestly. And I think you do it for yourself as well as you do it for your country. Because public service is not only rewarding, but what you do actually makes a difference in the lives of everyday Americans every day. And so, that's really gratifying. But beyond that, I think I have worked with some of the most talented and bright and dedicated people in this country. I have worked more than 25 years in the federal government, and I don't regret a day of it. It's hard work. It really is. It's hard work. But when you look at, it's easy to get behind the mission of an organization like the SEC, that you're protecting college funds for students and retirement plans and so forth for the American public. So my advice would be to do it. I think you owe it to yourself, and certainly you owe it to the country. And, the gratification you get from that, you can't put a dollar value on that.
Well, Pam, thanks for coming in today, taking a time out of your busy schedule. But more importantly, Dennis and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today to talk to you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Pam Dyson, Chief Information Officer at the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. My co-host today from IBM has been Dennis Kayser. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.